from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Craig, congratulations on taking over for John Sterling. I thought you did a great job over the weekend.
Thank you. First, let me just say, Sean, very sorry for your loss, and I hope your family's doing okay.
It means a lot, Craig. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Craig.
Yeah, I know it's hard to segue from that, but if you want to discuss my brilliance behind the microphone, feel free. Well, I'm happy to do just that.
Let me start with this. I listened literally to almost every second of your broadcast, and I really enjoyed it. I have some critiques, but that's you know, sure. It happens. I got the impression Susan Waldman really liked you. Now, you sat next to her for 2.5 days. Did you walk away with the impression of, wow, I have a new friend and her name is Susan?
I think the answer to that question is yes. I think, you know, listen, there's an aspect of seeing someone face to face. I've talked about this a million times over the last 20 years in life, not just my career, where it's disarming when you see someone face to face. And then, you know, the style of radio I've always done, if you listen to it, you might think one thing. If you're seeing me sitting next to you and you see the mannerisms and you understand what joke's a joke or when I'm being serious, I think that changes the dynamic. So I don't know that we're going out to dinner next week, but I would say that she and I got along great. I have a newfound respect for what she does that I didn't have prior to this. And if I had a guess, I think she asked one for me as well.
Did you talk to her in between innings, or did you do what I did to Governor Christie, and that's leave the booth for herself for those 2 minutes in between half innings?
No, we talked. I did not get up and leave. What you did to Governor Christie was just highly disrespectful, as you know, which we've discussed many, many times.
Yes.
Which is why, despite the fact that he kind of respects you, he hates you. it was, I got to tell you, it was, I know everybody wanted something to go wrong or something to go south or, you know, for me to mock her, for her to have, you know, some words for me, but it couldn't have been any smoother and nicer. It was great.
Did you talk, before you did the broadcast, did you have a conversation about some of the things that maybe she was offended by in the past, or did that never come up?
No, like we talked, you know, a few weeks ago for the first time. We kind of had conversations about what I had done in the past. So we kind of had that out, you know, prior to sitting next to each other. And, you know, my only message to her again was, look, you know, whatever you think about me, whatever I did do in the past, I would have done it again because I thought it was entertaining. And I can't apologize for it. And I'm not going to. And I think she respected that, because I was being real and honest about it, number one. Number two, part of this thing I want to make clear to her, which she understood without me having to say it, is that this wasn't my idea. This wasn't the architect's idea. This was the Yankees' idea. And if somebody thought that I was going to embarrass the New York Yankee franchise or the brand, you know, that would be the dumbest thing I could ever do. So I went into this with my first goal being, you know, do a competent job. And then the second goal being, don't embarrass the Pinstripes. And I think whether people hate me, don't hate me, liked it, didn't like it, I think you could say at the bare minimum, it was competent and I did not embarrass the New York Yankees.
No, you definitely didn't. Now, I'm curious because there was, and I hate to do what we all did to John Sterling, which is say, hey, you should have said this, you should have done that. There was a call in my head that I was hoping you would do. But maybe you're going to tell us, listen, guys, yeah, I couldn't do it. If I did it, it would have created awkwardness and it would have ended badly. Was there a thought to a goodness gracious after a home run? And do you think you would have been able to get away with it? Or do you think that would have kind of ruined the good relationship you were forming with Susan?
I almost did it on the back-to-back home runs yesterday. Mm-hmm. I almost did it on the second one. So the Judge home run, because, you know, the Rangers are coming back. It's, you know, oh my God, the Yanks are, you know, blown a lead. They score a couple runs in the seventh or eighth, whatever it was. And then here comes Soto and Judge on the Judge home run. As I'm doing it, I almost said, goodness, great. I almost did it. And then I was like, yeah. You know, my voice is breaking anyway. I might as well just get through this as quickly as possible.
Do you think she would have been all right with it? Or do you think that would have been like, eh?
I think it depends how I did it. If I did it, you know, in a certain type of voice, I think it would have been obvious. If I did it straight, maybe not. But at that point also, you know, I think I had built up some goodwill based on the doubleheader the day before. And, you know, being a professional, doing it the way I had done it, where that would have been silly to do because it would have thrown everything I had done the day before right into the garbage.
Now, Craig, there are two words in sports everybody besides Evan Roberts hates hearing, and those are doubleheader. You having to call a doubleheader on the first day calling Yankee baseball, did that make it harder or easier for you?
Well, I'll tell you what. The game gets rained out, I didn't have to get in the car and drive out because we knew about 1 o'clock on Friday that first game had been rained out. And the only thing I didn't know was, is it going to be a split doubleheader? That would have been terrible for me. The fact that it was back-to-back, and I'm looking at my clock and my watch going, well, back-to-back, I could still be home by 8 o'clock. Okay, I'll take the back-to-back. So the split day-night doubleheader would have been miserable for me. The fact that it was back-to-back 30 minutes after the last out of game one actually wasn't that bad, to be honest.
I believe, tell me if this happened, that when you were arguing with Susan, because you brought up some dumb points, but I've heard the dumb points before. They're not new to me. You know, whether it's if you get a single and you're thrown out at second, right, it shouldn't count as a hit, or I love the wave, or whatever. I got the impression that when Susan pushed back at you, you were like, you know what? I'm not fighting with her. You know what? I'm done. You're right. I'm not. Was there kind of that, you know what? She's intimidating. I don't want to deal with this. She's right and I'm wrong.
It's the beauty of a pitch clock, you know, so like the conversations are truncated. So while you may want to continue a conversation and here's the other one to Judge, it kind of breaks up the conversation, right?
Right.
So I still believe that if you try to stretch a single into a double and get thrown out, that shouldn't count as a base hit. You shouldn't. You get thrown out. That's on you. The one that we could have gotten into a little more, it was the one, what I thought was a genius idea back in the day. I got 9 pitchers. They pitch one inning every day.
Yes.
And, you know, baseball purists don't seem to like that idea.
You know what's funny? Baseball's moved more towards that than ever before. What was your favorite call that you've made? Because I'm sure you've gone back and listened to your highlights. I know you well enough to know that you probably listened to your car going to work. Like, this home run call, that call. Do you have a favorite call from the 3 games that you did?
It's funny, I haven't heard a single call yet. I'm hoping someone can get them for me and send them to me. But that being said, if I had to guess, I would say there were a couple calls I felt like I got really right, like in rhythm, like Tavares back to the wall. Like I had the location of the ball, the outfielder, you know, running back to the wall to get it, you know, the home run, et cetera. But I think the one where, I don't know where it came from, when I said, she's got legs, you know, gone. I kind of enjoyed that one.
I, you know what?
But I'll tell you this, and let me let me trump you before you do it.
Yes.
Yes, I messed up. I don't know why I called Soto Luis I don't know why I said that.
Luis Soho. You know what stunned us?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Everybody about that? Because I got a lot of messages. They all couldn't believe you'd heard of Luis Soho. They were stunned that you knew who he was.
Biggest revelation of the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, that's the guy with the second base, the drop, right?
The drop.
Luis Castillo?
You thinking about Luis Castillo?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't even know who the hell the guy is. I have no idea.
Well, you pulled that one off.
It was so much fun doing it, and it's a whole different perspective. You know, watching a game that way, and it was fun, man. I loved it. I would do it again. It was enjoyable.
More importantly, Craig, do you now know what a facial is?
I'm sorry.
That was one of my favorite.
There was one line. It was the first game of the doubleheader on Saturday, where I made a comment just seeing if I'd get a reaction.
Yes.
And I said, "This season, length is important in more than just baseball." And it kind of just sat there, and we just kind of moved on.
Believe it or not, I was listening. Part of the reason I was able to listen to so much, I was going to listen anyway, is I was driving back from North Carolina. So I'm listening, and I have my wife pausing every time I wanted to cut something and use it on the air. And that was, I think, the first thing I had my wife pause, rewind, and cut, which is the length comment. You said, Carlos, this game is all about length, Susan. That's not the only thing that, you know, where length is important. And we talked about this earlier. I thought she did a great job. She just said, you know what, I'm not responding to this. I'm going to let this one go.
She did. You're right. A few of them, she's like, yeah, we're not going down that road. What's really amazing, and, you know, you guys are more in common than Sean and I in regards to what you and bring to the table that Susan does. And obviously, she's done so many games over a quarter century. Like, her recall of players and where they played and what position, like, I'm trying to figure out who the hell Josh Smith even is. And then some dude named Andrew Heaney starts a game, and she's like, yeah, he pitched for the Yankees in 21. I never heard of the guy.
No, I can imagine. Now, when the game ends, all right, and you have your farewell to Susan, how does it end? Is it like, hey, I'll call you, hey, I'll see you around? Did you hug? Like, take me through the goodbye that you and Susan had.
Well, so it's interesting, you know, in the game yesterday, the Yankees win it, so she has to leave in the top of the ninth to go down to the field to do the, you know, star of the game for the Yankees. So on Saturday, she did that for the first game, obviously not for the second game. So it was easier for us to, you know, say, hey, see you, Mark, you know, at the end of the game on Saturday. Yesterday, I had to say goodbye to her during the commercial break going into the ninth inning, which then obviously I do the top of the ninth by myself because she's on her way down to the field. So I said goodbye very briefly, but then I did reach out to her afterwards just to thank her for being as gracious as she was. Because, look, you know, where you guys are sitting right now, and I hope you guys feel this way, and Tiki as well, like, that's your house. That's your kitchen. That's your living room. People come into it. It's your booth, right?
Mm.
And that's how she feels about the Yankee play-by-play booth, and she's right. Like, I was an invited guest into her booth, and I'm always going to be respectful of that just from a pure broadcasting standpoint, having done this for more than 30 years as a Hall of Famer, as you know. So I was respectful of that, but I did reach out to her afterwards just to thank her for being as gracious as she was.
So you really embraced this. You were like Rizzuto. You were on the George Washington Bridge before most fans then, based on that.
I want it to be. I want it to be, but you know, you got to do that, you know, the 5-minute post game to get 30 more commercials in.
Yes.
And, you know, the stadium's empty. I think I left Yankee Stadium, I guess it was like 45 minutes after the final out.
Okay.
So for me, that's a long time.
If the powers that be, Lon Trost, Randy Levine, the architect, even Susan herself, come up to you and say, you know what? You're the answer. You're entertaining.
Yeah.
You'll get even better and better. We'll give you some kind of steroid to help with your voice out. We want to make you the radio voice of the New York Yankees. Would you say yes?
Well, they should call Fox Sports 1 first. That's the first thing they should do. And then they should find out, you know, as I said before, and I say this respectfully, how many zeros can you fit on a check?
But, you know, I get that, and I understand that totally. But I remember when Howard Stern took the, what's that stupid show he did? America's Got Talent. Howard's spin, which I always thought was dumb, but his spin was, oh, I'm doing this because what a joke. Isn't this funny? Like, oh, bad Howard Stern has become a judge on America's Got Talent. I'm like, give me a break. That's not why you're doing it. I think this would be the ultimate hilarious joke to your career. You finish your broadcasting career, a Hall of Fame career, by working with Susan Waldman as the radio voice of the New York Yankees. Like, I know money's important, and I respect that, but I just think the story's hilarious, don't you?
Well, look, I think there's two things about the job that you'd have to be an idiot not to consider it or at least have the conversation. Number, it's the New York Yankees. Like, how many, as I've said before, you know, Mel Allen, Red Barber, Michael Kay, Charlie Steiner, John Sterling, and then a lot of fill-ins, obviously, lately because of John. Five guys have really had that job as a full-time job, right? And it's the Yankees. So your exposure is significant because you're now the voice of the New York Yankees. And unlike the TV guys, that yes, you do every playoff game. Those guys don't. So when there's a big postseason moment,
you're there.
It's a John Sterling moment. It's not a Michael Kay moment because Michael does it on TV, right?
Yeah.
So that's something that I'd be an idiot not to consider, number one. The job security. Obviously, it's not a bad paying job either. And if people that are in control of that type of job thought highly of what I did this weekend and ultimately want to have a conversation, I'm going to have the conversation. But as I've said many times, respectfully to the Fox Sports family, who've been very kind to me and very generous to me and allowed me to do these three games, you know, because they own my broadcast rights. Respectfully, you know, they'd have to be a part of the conversation.
Are you going to miss working with Skip Bayless, or did you never like see that guy when you were around?
He was always in LA. To this day, I've never met him.
All right. Who's replacing him? Do we know who's replacing him?
No idea, but I imagine we'll find out by football season.
All right. Lastly, do you think you'll ever talk to Susan Waldman again?
Not only do I think I'll talk to her again, I think I'll do another game with her again.
Oh, yeah. Game one ALDS. Let's go. That'd be amazing.
I'm thinking game one ALDS, ALCS, World Series.
Let's go.
That'd be amazing. Well, Craig, excellent job. Awesome. I enjoyed
it. Just think about this for one second. Now that you bring it up. And I got to run. I'm sitting outside Barrel and Roost in Middletown, New Jersey, getting ready to have a drink.
Yes.
And I went to last year's first time Italian sandwich, and I beat my son at golf in due process today. And I beat Doug Wells of Mercedes-Benz of Edison, Ray Catena, beat him by 8 strokes today. Now, that being said,
yes.
Could you talk about like a funny end of a career, right?
Yes.
And my career needs to continue for another 20 years financially, okay? But right. Here's the deal. Could you imagine the New York Yankees, obviously they're going to be in the postseason, whether it's as a wild card or division winner, that's not up for debate. They will play a postseason round for sure. What if the postseason voice of the New York Yankees this year is Craig Carton and Susan Waldman?
It would live forever, dude.
Hey, I'll do you one better. What if the New York Yankees win a World Series and the final out call is my voice breaking on gone?
Do you want to kill Michael Kay? Like, is that what you're looking for? Because that would probably crush his soul.
I saw Michael Kay on Saturday.
Oh, how was that?
And I went up to him. I went up to him and said hello. And we spoke for about 5 or 6 minutes in the hallway behind the Yes Broadcast booth. Said hi to Michael.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, Craig, I think you did a hell of a job. We appreciate it. Enjoy your drinks,
thank
man.
You.
Thank you,
take
pal.
Take care, man.
There he is, the great Craig Carton.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.